You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The world will be watching Paris, France, the Summer Olympics, and Pittsburgh and the region will be well represented. From Hempfield, Bridget Guy Williams, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for having me.
So how, and I was talking to our anchorman, Paul, and some people, when I've seen these videos and I watched some of your pole vaulting, and I think, where in the world do you begin to learn that? Because that is one of the most challenging events of anything you could possibly do. You started, what, seventh grade?
Yeah, I started in middle school. I was a former gymnast for a long, long time. And there were some girls ahead of me who were also gymnasts and took up pole vaulting, you know, as a school sport. And so they were having some success, and that's kind of how I got into it. So it was, gymnastics was the segue, and I just followed in the girls that came ahead of me that were also in Hempfield.
Bridget, the question I have is, how do you start to pole vault? What's the process you go through to get to the point where you can even do that?
Oh, you start really slowly. You know, somebody asked Katie Moon at the at the Olympic trials, like, were you afraid when you first started? And she, you know, we all laughed because you're only going, you know, a few feet in the air. It's not like you're starting out jumping these huge heights. But, you put a pole in your hand and you run down the runway and you see what happens. That's how you start.
And I'm curious because you're from Hempfield High School, but you're 28 years old, so you've been doing this a long time, well after your high school and college career, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's been a really slow burn, but it's been a really good one, and each year I've slowly improved and continued to stay healthy, which I think has been really crucial to continued success.
I could definitely see you as a gymnast watching again the work that you've done. So what happens next? You've got to be so excited about your journey here as you get ready to head to France.
Yeah, it's super excited. I mean, it's definitely a dream come true, or at least part of a dream come true. And I'm really looking forward to being in Paris. But we just got home last night, and we're just going to, you know, I'm going to sit down with my coach later today and put a plan together. We're going to buzz over to Europe and hit a competition or two before Paris, come back, and then we'll head over for a mini little training camp on the 24th, I believe, before the opening ceremonies on the 26th. So
on the 24th, you know, Bridget, I'm just curious to know, you said training camp. What kind of training do you do?
We do a bunch. We do a lot of lifting, a lot of short sprints, especially in competition season. So a lot of like 40s or 60 meter sprints. We'll jump, have two technical days. So we'll keep everything pretty much the same heading into Paris, just working on refining the jump.
And for those listening that don't know, Bridget, you won the pole vault by clearing, what, 15 feet, 6¼ inches, which tied your personal record, right?
Right, for the outdoor season, yeah. That was a tied personal best for the outdoor season.
Yeah, indoor it's 15 feet, Paul, 10 inches. I get vertigo just looking up that high.
Right.
Oh, my God. Bridget, I can't imagine, because you bend that pole and then your basically flung up into the air, but you got to keep your body in perfect orientation to get over that bar.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, it is a strange thing to wrap your head around. You know, people always ask me, "Is falling, you know, falling on the mat the most scary?" And I always say, "No, it's leaving the ground." You know, getting yourself to jump with this massive pole in your hand that could break, I guess, but that's just part of the sport, and it's a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun.
I was curious to know if you're going to be participating is there a pole vaulting team competition plus individual or just individual?
It's just individual, but it will be, you know, we will all represent Team USA. So, I guess for those that aren't familiar with track and field, the events are individual, but the points that you get, I guess, can go towards your team if it is a team scored event or competition, I guess.
When you're not
that makes sense.
Running track here with the pole vault, what else do you do? Or is this all you do?
I, on the side, I work at my church. I'm an administrator. And so I run all of our communications and newsletters and things like that, community engagement for our church here, in the town that I live in. And, I spend a lot of time with my family and decorating my home. Really, if you really wanted to know, I loved changing my home and kind of creating cozy spaces in my house. But track does take up a big part of my life, especially in this season.
Well, your perseverance has definitely paid off. We can't wait to see you as you represent not only the USA, but us. You know, we always take credit for people around the region.
Oh, for sure. People's home, you know, my hometown is everything to me. I mean, everyone there, especially at Hempfield and my family and just the community have always been so supportive. And for that, I'm forever grateful.
Now, do you know Madison Wiltrout from Connellsville? I understand she made the team throwing the javelin.
Yeah, it was funny. We were going through metal processing for our medal ceremony. And she was like, "What?" And it was a really cool moment because we, you know, you're competing so long and both events take a while. And so when we saw each other, that was a pretty cool moment too.
Well, we're happy for you, excited for you and your family. I would imagine some of them will make their way to France.
Yeah, a lot of them. I have a lot of family going with me over to France, so I hope to put on a really good show for them.
Or as we like to say around here, Bridget, we're going down France.
Yeah, that's right.
It would be great to talk to you, Bridget, when you get back. I'd love to hear from you again.
Yeah, of course. That would be awesome. That would be wonderful.
Well, we wish you all the best. Thanks for taking some time. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You got it. Bridget Guy Williams representing Hempfield in the United States.
Now I know what to watch for.
Our pole vaulting champion. Well, yeah, they have obviously the opening ceremonies where all the athletes walk. We'll look for her there. And, yeah, we'll definitely try to catch up with her when she gets back after the Olympic Games. This would be a good weekend to take a little breath because we've had a lot of historic news just in the past week alone. So people are, I'm sure, looking forward to just getting a little break from the daily grind. And I would imagine that a lot of people are going to just tune out the hard political news. And, you know, it's been maybe one of the most memorable in terms of when you think of presidential election years, what's transpired just to this point. And we haven't even reached the party's conventions. So Aaron, our producer, Aaron Ferragonio, you're going to detach, right? When you go, you're going to the brother-in-law's place. He likes to blow stuff up.
Yeah, he likes to blow up fireworks. All of my nieces and nephews will be there. So yeah, I guess you could say I will detach, although my brother-in-laws and my husband, they like to talk.
Politics. Oh, mm-hmm. No.
So
no.
I'll step away from them.
You know, if you're at a picnic, and as you know, the country's split pretty much right down the middle, And when you mention anything about politics, if you say the word Trump or say the word Biden, it immediately
divides people.
Divides people, and then it can get ugly.
Agreed.
And what's happened now is nobody can have a real discourse or intelligent conversation. Mm-hmm. It just gets down to you don't know what you're doing, name calling, one way or the other. And now, I personally don't want to have those conversations when I'm at a picnic.
Yeah, and I feel like I've learned in my upper 20s that you can disagree with someone and totally be cordial and just move on from the conversation. But yeah, during this election time, people immediately just pick a side and stay there. So we don't want those conversations this weekend. We want to take a break.
Yeah, you can find a way to not talk about that in religion. They always tell you, don't talk about politics in religion.
They do.
If you're trying to have just a nice family get together, family and friends. But you say your husband and brother-in-law will do it. They argue against, or are they on the same side?
You know,
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So if there's one thing I've learned about, I don't even want to say Italian families, but my Italian family, is they can argue and be like screaming in each other's face and then hugging and sitting on each other's lap 10 minutes later. So, you know, I kind of just have a nice laugh.
To that point, when I married into an Italian-American family, I was unaware of this. So... my wife's cousin, Kathy, said we went out before I got to go to the big family dinner on a Sunday in South Oakland, right there on Parkview. And she said, did you tell him? And I'm like, what? And my fiance then said, no. No what? And I'm like, okay, what are we talking about? It's going to be loud.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to be yelling at times, but they're not really mad at each other.
Right.
And there's going to be a lot of food, and just don't pay any attention to the screaming.
It's literally a culture of its own. It is a culture of its own. And after a couple of years, you get accustomed to it, and you can tune it out.
Well, and it's similar with Greek families.
Yes, I've heard that.
If you ever saw My Big Fat Greek Wedding,
yep,
it's kind of just transpose Greek Italian, and there's other, you know,
yeah,
immigrant families.
They throw some plates, you know.
They're, you know, who like to maintain their heritage because, mm-hmm, you know, in the Italian community, there aren't many recent, you know, immigrants.
Right.
And some of the other communities. Now we're getting different peoples from different places.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going through the same thing.
Like, literally.
When they first got here, multiple families lived in one house.
Yeah.
There was usually a bedroom where that was like the bridal suite for some, you know, who would stay there till they got on their feet and got their own place. And,
right,
you know, as it took time.
Yeah. And that's why I appreciate, one, that I married into a really big family. And I appreciate that they keep certain cultures very much so the same. Sunday dinners. There are certain Italian things that are pretty mainstream. You talk to this family, they're like, oh, yeah, we do that. And I think that's, I like that a lot.
Here's the great irony. So my late father-in-law started the Pittsburgh chapter of the National Italian American Sports Hall of Fame.
Mm.
Right? He said to me, hey, Larry, this is when I was engaged to his daughter. He goes, I need you to do that thing you do at dinners. I'm like, what? You mean like an MC? He goes, that's it. I said, for what? And he told me the National Italian American Sports Hall of Fame. And I said, but I'm not Italian. He goes, don't worry, I'll take care of it.
Yeah, he's like, you will be soon.
And Christine walks in, Christine Sorensen, KDK TV anchorwoman and Marty Griffin's bride. Marty has immigrant grandparents who came from Ireland and Italy. So Aaron and I were just talking, Christine, about family dinners with the Italian families are always boisterous, loud, lots of food, right?
Absolutely. That's the best part.
Yes.
I love it. I love it.
So Aaron married into an Italian-American family,
too. Oh, so she's learning, yes.
Yes, I'm learning. That's exactly it.
All right. Coming up, yeah, Christine is here. Kidsburg, a lot going on. And you introduced us to a lot of cool things just in the last couple of weeks. And we have more coming up next on the Big K Morning Show. Yeah. Coming up, 10 until 2, Marty Griffin. Get Marty. Marty, I think you're familiar with our guest.
She's fine, man.
Oh, my God.
She is smoking. You know what I tell the kids? If the bedroom's rocking, don't come a knocking.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Gracious.
Boom.
Oh, my.
Fireworks on the 4th.
I'm sorry. I'll just let you two. I'll let you two talk it out.
Oh, my goodness.
And Christine knows this. Fireworks are a men thing, a boy thing. Like, you can't stand them, can you, honey?
They make me very nervous that someone's going to get hurt when people are setting them off at home. I like going to the professional ones, like, you know,
that
are set off from the barges or far away from where I'm standing.
And we've bought really big stuff in the last 5 years and set it off at the house.
You did?
Oh, yeah. And it makes her, well,
anxious.
Really nervous, right?
I get very
anxious.
Nervous.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Probably lay off this year.
Good. Thank
you.
And
the other thing I noticed, and I heard Shumway do a report this morning, and he was spot on about it. This stuff is really expensive, Lair. Have you noticed?
The fireworks, you mean?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you're better off. I know, you know, if you go to Giant Eagle, they got some
stands that's not bad.
There with some stuff. It's got a bunch of, you know, it's still can be dangerous, but it's much more inert than some of the stuff you can now get at those big fireworks tents.
Yeah.
That are set up every year temporary, and then there's obviously permanent locations.
Well, boys do stupid stuff with them, and Patrick was talking about this, and I remember growing up we would have bottle rocket wars. We'd shoot bottle rockets and those Roman candles at each other. That's ignorant.
Yeah.
And stupid.
We used to blow up models.
And there are 8,000 injuries. I'm not trying to be an old man here, but it is something to think about. I had an M80 go off of my hand when I was growing up. Fortunately, did not lose my hand, but
we've had professional athletes blow off fingers.
Yep.
Wow.
And again, I'm not trying to. A woman sent me a note, and it makes me sad. This sort of thing, Larry. I was talking about celebrating tomorrow because I love tomorrow. I love the 4th. I love the family together. I like having the fireworks, and I love just hanging out with the family. Woman says, not feeling it. Since our country is in jeopardy of losing our freedom, no matter who wins, how the hell do people get there? There is no way. There is no way I could feel that way ever. Ever. About America. Because at the end of the day, man, no matter what happens tonight, tomorrow you're hanging with family, having a couple beers and a hot dog.
Right. We were just talking about Italian dinners with Aaron and, you know, family and being together, and I think at the end of the day, we still live in amazing country. It's not perfect, but...
Yeah, but Larry, you and me have wonderful lives. Come on, man. We've been so blessed. I have never thought we're losing our freedom. If someone thinks that way, they need a church home. They need psychiatry or counseling. I mean, we're going to lose our freedom.
I think... Both candidates in different, you know, advertisements are trying to get people to think that or think that that could happen.
Yeah, it's scare. It's,
yeah, it's a lot
know,
of scare
what they
tactics.
Always do. Scare, like if you vote for the other person, the
I
world
know, but we were around in the 60s and 70s. It was a lot more intense than this, and I never thought we were losing our freedom then, man. We lost two presidents. I mean, we lost, JFK, RFK, MLK. Come on, man.
All within a five-year period.
And America thrived and survived. We survived Vietnam, for God's sakes.
Anything, all the turbulence we have gone through has shown that the structures that are in place actually work. You know, no one has done anything that, you know, has taken over power. I mean, the balance of power is working. I mean, yes, it might be a little slow getting things done in Washington, but, you know, things are moving and it's still a democracy.
On a legit note, finally, and Christine was reading this to me late last night. It's amazing how it took mainstream media, and I hate using that because it's such a damn cliche, 2 years to write what they've known about Biden for 2 years. Ron Layton, my boy, has been telling us on air for 2 years that Biden was losing it. That piece in the New York Times confirms that. There is no way, Larry, he can be president. There's no way. There's no way in hell he can be president.
I think straight up it's going to be a challenge if something doesn't change.
What would change, Larry?
I think the way I would phrase it is there's no way he can be an exceptionally good president, because, I mean, he could still get elected. He definitely could.
Yeah.
I think you have to question, you know, how well can he do the job? How much will he have to rely on other people to help him do the job?
Well, that's not what a president is, dear. Sorry.
Do you bring up politics at your family gatherings?
No, man, never. Ever.
No, we really don't.
Yeah.
Even my dad was alive, maybe a little. Maybe, but not much.
No. I think it's a good idea not to.
Are you smoking meat for the weekend?
Not sure yet. Not sure yet. Not sure.
All right. Well, have a good holiday.
Hey, loved the pole vaulter. That was so cool,
man. 28 years old. She's worked her entire life for this moment.
Which, by the way, is older for jocks to get to the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not like she just left high school or college. So, Christine, good to see you. Patrick, good to see you. Have a great holiday.
Thanks. Happy 4th.
You too. Go to kidsburg.org. A lot of great stuff there.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.